Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and here at the First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Now, Weld Australia is urging the federal government to invest in a national network of Indigenous welding schools to help create real skills, real jobs for Indigenous Australians and close the gap. Look, I think it's a fantastic opportunity and getting our mob in this industry. And when you look at it, no matter how advanced we get in technology, if you've got two metal pieces and you need to put them together, you need welding. So it'll be, it's not a dying industry as such. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Jeff Crittenden. He's the CEO of Weld Australia. On the line, we have Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm extremely well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Now, you're based down in Sydney, are you?
I am, yep.
So, Weld Australia, you're the CEO. How are we going in this industry, first of all, in regarding welders? Have we got sufficient welders in this country?
No, it's a huge problem here and globally. So, we've got about 70,000 welders short for the work we need to do. Whoa. We've got 67,000 in Australia already, so we effectively need to double the size of our welding workforce. But we're not the only ones in the world. The Americans need 480,000, the Japanese 250, and even I understand now in Great Britain they've got no welders at all. So it's a global problem, and we need to do something about it.
And then you talk about here we are, as First Nation people, we're talking about closing the gap. Well, the government should come to the table, invest money in this industry, and I think it's a great idea, welding schools, and get our boys and girls in this industry, become welders, a fantastic job opportunity, career opportunity, and they get a job anywhere in the world, can't they?
They certainly can. I mean, I'm as frustrated as everybody else is about the continual closing the gap reports, which say must do better. But I was listening to the Prime Minister be interviewed the other day, and he said, and I feel he was genuine in this, he said, I want to provide jobs for every Indigenous person in Australia so they have the same opportunities as everybody else.
Well, here's Welding Australia singing out, hey, look at us, great industry.
So I've written to him and said, this is what we've got to do.
Exactly.
We can run these Indigenous welding schools. If we have expertise in this area, we can use Indigenous trainers, Indigenous companies, training companies to put the whole thing together. And the interesting thing is that we do a lot of work with the prisons in Victoria.
Okay.
And one of the guys down there that trains a lot of Indigenous guys in welding, he's come up with what I think is a brilliant way of introducing welding to Indigenous young men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he gets them to use Indigenous art. So he teaches them to weld to create sculptures, Indigenous art sculptures, and that creates enthusiasm and
well, they become a welder to do that.
Ah, spot on.
You know, so there it is. So they then have the trade, so to speak, and then they can also venture off into the art world and become entrepreneurs, businesses, artists. But then they've got the background to work in mines or what have you as welders.
Exactly. So they can do the art, they can work in the mines, they can be welders, and both men and women. And what we've offered to do is to set up a national competition for welded art for Indigenous people. and we will put all the winners we'll put into an international competition so we can give them the opportunity for global recognition.
Yeah,
well,
beautiful.
I think it's great.
Beautiful. So you're talking about the government needs to invest in a national network of Indigenous Waldian schools. So are you talking like don't they do Waldian at TAFE, or do we need a building in itself, a network of builders and buildings to create this, or coincide and work in conjunction with TAFE?
Well, my view is that we need to set up proper schools for Indigenous Welders in the places where Indigenous people are.
Okay, yep.
And we also need to have, and I'm not an expert on this, so you'll excuse me, but we need proper guidance from Indigenous people to help them, because the hard thing, quite honestly, is not teaching
mentors,
them
work-ready people in that space
Given
the vision and the future and the platform is there, but now we need to look up while we're working, sort of thing.
Exactly right.
Yeah, good. Okay, look, this is a very important yarn, and look, the government listens to our conversations here. So, federal government, we're streaming out. Here's a great opportunity, closing gaps. Albanese, you did mention that you want to give Indigenous people jobs. Well, here's a fantastic career pathway, and Wild Australia is putting their hands up. Yep. Good one, Jeff. This is fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you for your yarn, my friend. And let's keep in touch and let's massage this conversation. And all the best to you, Jeff.
Anytime. Thanks very much, mate.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
There it is. That's Jeff Crittenden. He's the CEO of Wild Australia, and he is streaming out, urging the federal government to invest in a national network of Indigenous Waldian schools to help create real schools, real jobs, and for Indigenous Australians, and to close the gap. Look, that's a six-pronged spear, and we could say a six-pronged spear made out of metal. So there you go. You need Waldian to do that. And look, it could be an opportunity as well for as what they're doing in prisons down south there. Using welding, and the prisoners are then becoming artists as such, using metal and welding art together. So look, it is a great opportunity, and like I said, I don't care, advance, we're getting technology. If you want two metals to be together, then you need welders. So there it is, a great opportunity, a great career pathway. So heads up, federal government, look at this opportunity, let's close the gap. Have your say. Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To deadly.
Yo, keep your head up high, up high. It's all in the heart. One blood, one fire.
We're raised in a valley, where our hearts run so free. Cause the land will always be here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride, so no matter what others say. So keep your head up.
But for now, it ain't really nothing to worry about.
So just chill with me and just bounce to the sound. You gotta make it count, cause this is how the valley gang break it down.
Now it's time for our people to stand as one. Nyungul and Nyalindi and many more to come. I wanna dedicate this to our community. Widgel, widgel, where the rainforest meets the sea.
We're raised in a valley, where our hearts run so free. Cause the land will always be.
another day.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1800 422 416.
Beautiful track, Arabians. All my mob up there, country mob, Arab Donnelly Island, all the Sailor Pit mob, big shout out, one love. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and acknowledgement to my mob down Downside as well, the one-year Gunga Leader mob up there, Doomadgee Mourners in Island Way, and my beautiful mother with me in spirit, Dunley Island, as I mentioned to Deadly. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416, another you need to call. Don't forget, you can text the brother as well, 0457140550. Our Facebook page, BBM987FM, and Yarn Up Strong. A big shout-out to the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, Australia, and a Deadly Black Network it is, and big shout-out to NERS as well, National News Radio Service, getting us across the airways. So Yarn Up Strong, your mob, any topic, all ears here. Maybe we'll talk about up-and-coming Queensland state election. That's all happening. Of course, I threw my hat in the political arena, running in that space, and find out on the 16th of March whether I become a councillor or not. But I'm enjoying the journey and campaigning and catching up with people and yarn and meeting new people. And that's what it's all about. But tell us your thoughts in regarding this space. Have you been a councillor? Have you been a mayor? All ears here for that yarn. Maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe you're going to talk about NAIDOC this year. I mean, the celebration of NAIDOC every year, and also reconciliation. There's a lot of stuff happening always with our mob in this space. So all is here for your yarn here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. Whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bayan. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to a Zabos and will stay right here. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, not that aside. Me you call a Kungai, Kungai from Yoruba where my people reside. Where you from, my brother? But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
But I'd say, hey, where you from, my brother?
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah. and family. Many roads I walk for my shame. I shed a tear.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Macquarie. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidindi Country. That's BBM Bumper Prep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Queensland Theatre is expanding its mission to grow the arts across Queensland with the appointment of three new Associate Artistic Directors in First Nations Programming and Education and Youth, welcoming three leading artists to these newly created roles. With that, I'm going to catch up with Isaac Drandick, who has been newly appointed as Queensland Theatre's Associate Director, Artistic Director. And I do have Isaac on the line. Isaac, very good morning. How are you? Hello? Isaac, you there? No, we don't have Isaac. I'll try and get Isaac on. You there, Isaac? Hello, Isaac. We don't have Isaac. Okay, we'll try again here. Nope, we'll try and get Isaac and catch up and have a yarn and talk about his newly appointed position. Is with the Queensland Theatre's Associate Director, Artistic Director, he's been called. And in this role, Zach will connect a board of a broad range of First Nation community stakeholders and work closely with Queensland Theatre's Indigenous Reference Group on the artistic direction and program of all current and future First Nations stories. So that sounds very, very good. A new platform, and new is fresh. Fresh is new. So there it is. We'll catch up with the brother and have a yarn about that space there. But the number here is 1-800-422-416 if you want to add to the conversation or something you want to get off your chest. All is here on the daily program, National Talk Black. You can also text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And then our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, but stay tuned, you mob. We'll come very soon to have a chat with Isaac Drandick.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Listen to my drum, King Kadu. Had him playing because we were trying to catch up with Isaac Drandick, who's been newly appointed as Queensland Theatre's Associate Artistic Director, First Nation. But I do have Isaac on the line. Isaac, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I got you. How are you?
Gotcha. Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm well. So where are you based, Isaac?
Well, I'm based in Kimoi. Based in Cairns, yeah. I'm down
oh,
here in
Cairns. Nam
at the moment, though.
Okay, cool. Okay, before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
My name's Isaac Drandich, and I'm a Noongar man from the southwest of Western Australia, born and bred, currently living in Gimoy.
Gimoy, fantastic here in Cairns. And congratulations with your new appointment, Queensland Theatre's Associate Artistic Director. And there's two other roles and two other appointments too, is there not?
Yeah, there's Piana McDonald, who is also another Associate Artistic Director, who will be leading the education and youth program at Queensland Theatre, which has been a really rich and successful program for many years.
Good.
And also Dan Evans, who will be running part of the programming team as well, who will be running and responsible for another program we're running called Door 3, which is a program that supports independent artists in Queensland.
Fantastic, fantastic. So give us a bit of background, Isaac. What have you done in the past, and how does the future look in this new role?
Yeah, so I grew up over there in Boorloo, over there in Perth. Growing up as a kid, so I was exposed to a bit of Noongar theatre growing up, and I was sort of dragged into the business by my older sister, who was an actor and director.
So it's her fault. It's her fault, hey?
It's her fault. That's right. She basically bribed me to be part of a course that she set up at the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts.
What's her name?
Her name's Shirley Hood.
Shirley Hood, yes. Big shout out to Shirley Hood, big sister. Thank you.
Yeah, my big sister that got me, you know, got me excited about the possibilities of the world of theatre, and you know, and I saw actors like her on stage, and Kelton Pell, and Derek Nanup, and Arnie Lynette Narkel, and these amazing actors I grew up watching on stage, telling our stories, telling Noongar stories, and it just inspired me to want to tell stories too.
Good. So where'd you go and what'd you do and how'd you get to Gimoy, my brother?
Look, I studied as an actor in Perth, and then I came over East Coast, land of opportunity, we call it, over there.
Yes.
And I settled in Victoria, in Melbourne, here for about 13 years. I met my beautiful Yidindji wife and Miriam, wife from Mer.
And her name is?
Her name's Johanna Mazza.
Johanna Mazza, and a big hello, sister, yes?
Yes. Hello, my darling. Thanks for letting me be away from home for 7 weeks while I direct this new play.
But check your bank account, darling.
Yes.
Good. Too dirty, brother. And so where are you going to be based in your new role, Queensland Theatre's Associate Artistic Director? Where are you going to be based?
I'm still based at home there in Gimoy.
Okay.
I'm very happy to be up that way. It's such a rich and strong community, and the arts up that way, and the artists are such talented and brilliant artists. Sure. That part of my role at Queensland Theatre is about engaging those artists and seeing how, you know, we're the largest theatre company in Queensland and the third largest theatre company in the country. And so we want to find out how it is we can support artists up in the far north and what we need to do that.
Look, and we have an array of artists, as you mentioned, and look, it's a great pool of artists, so to speak, and the future looks
here?
Bright.
I think.
Can you hear me?
I might have.
I've lost you, Isaac.
Have I gotten lost in the...
I think, yeah, let me try press a couple of buttons here. You there,
the
Isaac?
Radio...
You there, Isaac? You there?
In the radio waves?
Yeah. No. That's Isaac Drangic, and we'll try and get him back, but he's a new appointed Queensland... with Queensland Theatres, Associate Artistic Director, and two other roles that he mentioned. Congratulations to the two other members who've joined the team. We'll try and get Isaac back and continue that conversation, but look, a great space and a new platform, new chapter for the lad. And he was just explaining his background. So there it is. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Jingra bali naji abum jana ji abun mindi gai bagat barana ji bagat barana ji jingra bali naji abum jana ji abun mindi gai bagat barana ji.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We were yarning there with our deadly brother, Isaac Drendrick. And just confirm if he's still there. Isaac, you there? Good morning.
Hello, I'm still here.
Yeah, brother, yeah. Why are you hanging up on me like that for, brother? We're trying to promote who you are and what you're doing. No, sorry, brother, we've got a problem there with the telephone, but all good, brother, just ring you back and all good. But look, thank you for your yarn, brother. And so a new chapter for you, new journey, and you've got to be pretty excited about this new position.
Yeah, really excited about this new position. You know, we fought for a really long time in this country to be in control of our own narrative,
yes,
our own stories, and you know, the elders that came before me picked up that fight. You know, people like Bob Mazar, Aunty Justine Saunders,
yes,
Arlene Lynette Narc, all these fellows that come from this generation above me. You know, really, really knew that it was important for us to be in creative control of the stories that we tell, so that narrative wasn't controlled by white fellas.
Sure. So and you say so the baton has been passed on then, my brother?
The bat has been passed on, that's right. And now we're sort of moving into another phase in the evolution of sort of self-determination in terms of theatre practice, in that... Yes, we've been in creative control of the stories that we've been telling for around about 10 years now.
Yes.
And now we're actually moving into, well, my role is a bit more of a curatorial role. Mm. So I'm actually responsible for the content now that goes on to our stages.
Mm.
So not just the creative output of it, but actually choosing what is the content that we and our communities want to be seeing on stage.
Sure, exactly. And like I said, controlling the narrative, so to speak, and using theatre, music, dance, what have you, as a tool, as a vehicle to tell the story, so to speak, and the true story.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a powerful art form, isn't it? These art forms that we use to tell our stories. And, you know, we've been using these art forms or these forms of communication expression for, what, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 generations.
Yep, exactly. Fantastic. So, look, congratulations there, my brother. So we'll be able to see a lot more things happening in this space. Three new positions and three First Nation people at the table. So that in itself is, an injection of positivity and vision, and our future looks great in our hands, yes?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's really exciting as we sort of move into a new phase in the theatre landscape. And yeah, I'm extremely honoured and privileged to be in the position that I am, you know, knowing that I'm from Western Australia. You know, I'm a Noongar man, I'm based in Gimoi, my children are Yidingi and from Murray Island, and you know, there's a deep investment that myself and my family have to, you know, to growing the ecology and the arts and stories in that country, and whatever I can do in this new position to support that and support the community to tell their stories. That's what I'm here for.
Well, my Noongar brother, we welcome you. So thank you so very much. Congratulations. Look, stay in touch. All the best to your family and your team there, your position. Do enjoy the journey, and we'll talk soon, my brother.
Thank you, my brother.
All the best. Take care, brother. Bye-bye, Zoe. Delian, Isaac Drendrick, his name is, a new appointed Associate Artistic Director with Queensland Theatre. Fantastic. And two others joined the team. And look, a team effort it is. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're 14 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are. From a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we want.
One generation.
fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Oh yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Shabit got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but me plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, kakar, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan all wild.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes, that's what we are.
Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes, that's what we are.
Saying knowing that is the loving and an amount is the no, because you can't resist, because you know you're loving and I'm really covered. It's all they become, if it comes. No, because you know it's giving up from the back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them are fun, what I send up people fun. You love when you just need that them.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all the traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and have a talk to John Leher, APSEC CEO, and talk about the latest quarterly sector forum, Meeting of Minds for Child Protection Experts. And we have John on the line. John, good morning. How are you? John, you there? No, lost John. Let me try again. John? No, John. We'll get John on and talk about the latest quarterly sector forum, APSEC, and talk about that space, Meetings of Minds for Child Protection, the latest quarterly sector forum, which he states that this marks the beginning of a redesign of suit of structured decision-making tools on the part of Aboriginal community at large. This is another significant step towards reforming child protection in New South Wales. So that's a conversation that we're going to have with John, and I'll just check and see if I got him online. John, you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
I got you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, John?
Sydney.
Sydney. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to the program. So just finishing the latest quarterly sector forum and Meeting of Minds for Child Protection Experts. So tell us about the forum, a success.
Yeah, huge success. Cool. We had over 130 participants, representatives and practitioners from across the state of New South Wales, looking to really support the minister's reform agenda for New South Wales child protection.
Sure. So when you have, like, well, the old saying, it takes a community to raise a child. So we all are in this together. We all should be at the table, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And I guess that's the critical point of having a sector forum, is to ensure that the sector, yes, particularly the Aboriginal community control sector, is strong and is leading the discussion when it comes to reforming child protection.
Well, the old phrase, not the tail wagging the dog, we're going to be in control, and we've got the solutions to our problems as First Nation people, haven't we?
Absolutely.
John, how long have you been CEO of the organisation?
I've been here for 3 years now.
Enjoying that journey?
Yeah, it's been great.
Good.
It's been great to be able to contribute to.
Yeah, fantastic. But we've still got a lot of ways to go, and it's great to have everybody at the table in regarding going forward. I mean, the children are our future, but we need to give them a strong foundation for their vision for their future, which is Australia's future, is it not?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How many on board? How many are part of the your team there, John?
Oh, we've got about 32 staff, but we have about 15 Aboriginal community control organisations throughout the state of New South Wales.
Yes.
That are supporting what is about 6,600 Aboriginal children in the out-of-home care system at the moment.
Yeah.
But the work that we've got at hand will hopefully be addressing that over-representation and bringing that down through the means of restoration, working closer with families, intervening early enough, and supporting them to ensure that children don't actually become part of the child protection system in the first place.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what about First Nation foster carers? Are many of those at the table?
There is a need for us to continue to grow the number of Aboriginal foster carers.
Yes.
But more critically, kinship carers, ensuring that our families, our immediate and extended families, are able or afforded the opportunity to provide the support for children as soon as possible before looking at other forms of foster carers.
Yes. I mean, it's in some cases very sad, but some kids have to be removed because of their parent situation. But it's more better moving into a black family or black foster carers.
Absolutely.
I mean, so the culture, black on black, yes?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, firstly, being with extended family members, community members, and
your
country.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that is widely known and accepted that that is the place and the ways in which we like to care for our children if they do need to be cared for.
And the goal is to get the children back to their parents, isn't it?
Absolutely. We 100% do not agree with adoption at all.
Yep.
It is the permanent separation of children from family is something that we definitely are not supportive of, which is why kinship care, foster care, those other means are a better option for Aboriginal children, given the long history Australia has had from removing children from our families.
Yeah, fantastic. John, look, great to hear there was a successful sector forum. Congratulations there. Big shout out to your team. Keep working hard there. Please keep in touch, and all the best, John.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There it is. That's John and John Leia. He's the CEO of APSEC, and talking about the latest quarterly sector forum. So very important. He's had about 150 people at the forum, and all from across New South Wales and interstate, including government agencies and community organisations, and both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people at the table in regard to looking after our children, First Nation children in New South Wales. But that's happening across this country. And I know that a lot of the elders talk about when removing children, it's the 21st century stolen generation. And yeah, we need to put a stop to that, but protect and look after our children. Have you saying Yanup Song, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Sisters and brothers, fishermen in their boats.
Island Talk, Miles Bing here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got a call on the line. Very good morning. Hello.
Yeah, Debra, give
me one. Oh, Michael. Michael Newey. How are you, my bella?
Yeah, steady, steady.
Good, 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 good. You've got about 2 minutes, my bella. One yarn. So talk up, brother. What's on your chest?
Well, just from that last interview, child protection.
Child protection, yes. Yeah.
Well, in our culture,
mm.
You touch children, you get your head chopped off.
Yeah, true, exactly, yep.
And that pedophilia business has been going on too long.
Mm.
You know, like, the Greeks used to do it. It's still happening in the world.
Mm.
All around the world. In every institution, government covering up for it. The government's involved. The
churches as well, brother, yeah. Ministers?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're trafficking kids all over the world.
Yep, human trafficking, that's big, and it's a big business, brother. And ongoing residual income from it, too.
Yeah, that's why we as indigenous people, we have to become vigilantes.
Yeah.
When it comes to protecting children.
Yeah.
We have to be vigilantes right across the world.
Yes.
We have to do it because we have no choice.
My brother, look, a very important conversation. You need to call me back on this and let's continue the yarn. But I've got to go to the news, my brother. One love. That's Michelangelo Newey. Time for Trinity Trev. Murray DeSarnoff here. Thank you for your company, Mob. Stay tuned for the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander queens, sisters, I encourage you to stand tall, unafraid to be seen. No more shame, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your skin was thought of, designed by your creator, the greatest artist of all time. Your eyes, they gleam, your smile, it beams. Don't let anyone rob you of your God-given self-esteem. Remember, you carry your ancestors' genes. You, my sisters, are beautiful, deadly, black queens.
To all of my black sisters, hit the dance floor. Vibe is pumping, my sisters, show them something.
Yeah,
represent our people, show them how you.